So in addition to completing an assessment addendum when you get new information or when transferring cases, you may complete an assessment addendum when you notice that during the course of treatment that the full assessment or reassessment is weak and diagnostic criteria needs to be further justified. So this does tend to happen sometimes as well. If somebody inherits a case, opens up a full assessment or reassessment that is in the clinical record and they notice it's not the best assessment written, it's a little weak, there's not enough diagnostic criteria, you want to meet with the client in order to ensure first and foremost that the information is still accurate and maybe add a little bit more information onto an assessment addendum to make that full or reassessment more robust. Note that the diagnosis must be updated or reestablished when completing the assessment addendum due to the clinician receiving updated or additional information after the full or reassessment has been completed. Real quick note, in relation to both number one, which I stated earlier, and number three, please make note that if the information gathered qualifies for a diagnosis change, the diagnosis information form must be completed in conjunction with the assessment addendum. Again, where you may find the diagnosis information form document is explained on the resource slide at the end of this module. And finally, you may complete an assessment addendum simply when you run out of room when documenting on the full or reassessment.